A University of Arizona professor has created what he calls a one-stop shop for human rights-related issues. Bill Simmons, an associate professor in the U of A's Department of Gender and Women's Studies, says visitors to the website globalhumanrightsdirect.com can form groups, plan events, and find speakers to video conference, among other functions. So, Bill, what would you say is the overall goal of this site?
The goal is to bring people together to discuss human rights issues, especially people who haven't had a chance to engage in discussions about human rights. So often, the supposed experts in human rights are the ones teaching at universities, especially in developed countries. And we feel that the people who really know human rights and are the true experts are the people on the ground around the globe who are fighting for these issues every day.
What is the U of A's role in the site?
Yeah, the University of Arizona helps support the by providing a seed grant through what's called the Confluence Center for Creative Inquiry. It's an interdisciplinary center which provides seed money for faculty groups who are doing interdisciplinary work, and we received a seed grant from the Confluence Center a year and a half ago. The money was modest, but it was just what we needed to get this site off the ground.
Why do you think it is that the university was interested in being involved in a project like this? I mean, what's in it for the University of Arizona?
Yeah, there's the academic purpose of this, which is, to broaden our knowledge about human rights from around the globe. But also, there's a kind of an entrepreneurial motive as well. We see this as being something that is sustainable and perhaps could become a spin-off company or something like that down the road.
Do you think that in some way that having this site and having people theoretically across the world contributing to it and looking at it, do you think that there's a chance that that will help improve the state of human rights?
Yeah, I mean, that's our goal, is to really change what counts as human rights knowledge, to change who's considered a human rights expert, and to get more voices from on the ground, people who've been marginalized in the past. And people aren't just marginalized by their governments and by other oppressive regimes. They're also marginalized sometimes by the human rights community. We have our pet issues and we have our go-to people, but we have a lot to learn from those people on the ground.
Is there a role for governments to be involved on this site as well?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. It's something that we've debated among the group, and we feel that government officials play a major role in human rights, and especially in implementing human rights law, and so that it's important to get governments' views on human rights issues. And in fact, we've had discussions about whether perpetrators of human rights abuses could be allowed on the site, and we think that that would be quite valuable, and that there's a story that to be told, and that story could help us prevent further human rights abuses.
Do you think that that would potentially keep some people off or turn some people off of the site?
Yeah, we've debated that. And on these kinds of really tricky questions, instead of trying to answer them by ourselves once and for all, we've adopted kind of the ethos of the site, which is that we will tap into the expertise on the ground. So a major part of the site is a set of blogs to discuss these kinds of issues. And we're very much aware of issues like dealing with trauma. You know, many of the survivors who will be on our site have undergone quite a bit, and we don't want them to be re-traumatized by their engaging in video conferences or engaging in discussions. So we're very cognizant of that, and instead of answering those questions by ourselves, we really want to get a lot of people's input on those questions.
Bill Simmons is an associate professor in the Department of Gender and Women's Studies at the University of Arizona. The website is globalhumanrightsdirect.com. Bill, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.